Factice Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Now we're joined by Will, Gabe and Louis from 5 Degrees North.
Hello.
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 How are you all doing today?
Very well, thank you very much. How
doing
are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Well, that's amazing.
Okay, so firstly, could you just introduce yourselves, tell us a bit about the band?
Well, we are 5 Degrees North.
Way!
Yay!
Yay! If you didn't know, now you do. My name is Will. I'm the lead guitarist and... Well, I'm not the lead guitarist anymore. Gabe's the lead guitarist. I am the rhythm guitarist and singer. Sorry, I'm getting it wrong myself now.
My name is Louis Linguini-Marshall and I play the drums.
I'm Gabe Randall and I play lead guitar.
Stole my job.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice. Okay, so Will and Louis, did you meet for the first time at Platform One? Is that right? Or?
No.
We met in high school English class.
Oh, we did.
Wow. Do you remember the first time you met or not? Really?
I very vividly remember the first time we met. He was sat next to me and we were both new to the school and he was just like really loudly drumming on the table and I was not in a good mood that day and I remember just turning and looking at him and telling him to this is a bit politer than what I said, but to shut up.
Brilliant.
He did not say that.
I said something a bit vulgar I can't say on radio.
Yeah. So you're joined by a new member, Gabe.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So, Gabe, could you tell us a bit about yourself, where you're from, your music influences?
So I'm from Reading, and then we met in Brighton, of course. And then my favourite bands are, like, Pearl Jam,
ooh, nice.
Guns N' Roses, just, like, 80s, 90s rock stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The best era.
Yeah.
The best.
What was it like for you when you first met each other? Like,
well, he invited me around his house for a few drinks. Will did.
I did.
Nice.
And then I met Louis there as well.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Pretty
it was. Much. It just sort of started off as like every little friendship does in uni, and then yeah, I don't think any of us expected any of this to
no,
happen.
No, me and
really.
Will just had no friends outside the house.
Yeah.
And Will was like, I spoke to this one guy called Gabe, and I was like, Will was like, we're getting round. I was like, yeah, cool, man.
And then he
like,
ended up becoming the guitarist.
Here we are.
Nice. So, what's it like studying in Brighton?
Different, cool. Very different.
Yeah.
I think. It's such a reality check, especially when you've lived on the island for like, what was it? It was like 5 years or something,
yeah,
6 years.
Yonks.
At least me and Louis have because well, you've lived there longer than me, but.
Yeah, but not. We've all been on the island, me and Will, for a similar amount of
time.
Yeah.
So yeah, moving to Brighton was crazy. I mean, where Gabe's from, more of a city vibe anyway.
Yeah.
I imagine it was a lot easier for him, but for us, it was like, what is going on?
Because it's nice though. More life going on around you, different cultures, different everything. It's like, yes.
People screaming outside your window at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
We live central.
On.
So, Gabe, have you been to Lyland before, or like?
I went in year 6 for a school trip.
Oh wow!
To PGO.
Very nice.
But I'm not. That doesn't really count. So this is my first proper time here.
How are you finding it?
Pretty good so far. I've only been here since Sunday. But,
yeah. Introduced him to French Franks the other day.
Oh yeah.
It's that's good. Good.
What was your order?
The Bang Bang Chicken.
Very
thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotta be that one.
Yeah.
Woof.
A good choice. We had an old white musician the other day who sung a song about Belgian buns from Grace's Bakery.
Oh, I don't blame them. Grace's Bakery's great.
Yeah, good island businesses.
Yeah.
So you won White Noise last year.
We did.
I think you won like White Noise last night. Woo!
Yay!
Last night. Fugo Kid won last night.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, what was it like playing on the main stage?
It was brilliant. No, it was such good fun. It was such a unique experience. It didn't feel just like a gig. It's like, damn, like, you know, you're shaking before you go on, but then you go on and it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It felt cool. But now let's do that again, but earning it the proper way.
Yeah.
And it's like, got a taste for it now. It's like, cool. But now we've got to put the work in to get to the same spot again. But, you know, that's what you're in a band for.
Yeah. I think you can take it one of two ways with White Noise. Because if it's like you win it and then you're like, oh, you know, that's the peak of it. I'm sort of happy being there. Or you kind of take it as a, you know, like a thingy to keep you going.
Taster.
Like, yeah, a taster of what's to come, hopefully. Well, I mean, hopefully for us, you know.
Yeah.
I know we're a long way away from it, but...
But still.
Yeah, it gives you the idea of what it's like to be, like, a proper professional touring musician. And that's why I'm so excited for Fugo Kid as well, because, like, we've known him for years and years, and seeing him sort of, like, evolve as a musician, and all the other people who play in his band as well, like, seeing them all last night, it was so good. Like, they fully deserve to win it. I'm so happy that they won it. Well, of course, all the other artists were amazing as well, but Fugo Kid has, like, really gone above and beyond. So, yeah, we're very proud of him.
So you have a new single out?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
So could you tell us a bit about that? What's the song about?
The song is whatever you want it to be about. So it started off, we just kind of wrote all these lyrics, and then we were like, this is probably about war. And now we're like, this is about destruction. In any sense of it, destruction of self, destruction of the world, destruction of Will sitting next to me. Literally,
it could be anything
you want it to be, but, you know, destruction.
Destruction.
Terror.
I mean, most of our themes and songs are quite dark.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know, like, Julianne's about, like, a stalker.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of our songs are based around, obviously, not personal things of ours, about stories of sort of real things that happen with people and sort of looking into their mindset whilst they go through it.
Yeah. I was listening to Julianne earlier and I was wondering if it was about a stalker when I started to listen to the lyrics a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, Every Breath You Take. That's about a stalker.
Yeah. That was kind of the inspiration, to be fair.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to do something because we had I can't say exactly what it was originally about.
Yeah, we knew someone, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And we were like, because I was like, every person has, I know, every band has a name in it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was like, let's just do that. So we had a name and we were like, we can't call it that. They're just going to be like, that's my name.
Yeah.
So we just changed a couple of letters around. Here we are, Julianne.
Enough about Julianne, though. Red River.
Yeah.
Red River. Julianne's had its time in the spotlight. Red River is, it's probably our favourite song that we've ever made.
Oh, wow.
And it was actually quite an easy process recording it, because all the other tracks we've done have been like 12, 13 hours in the studio. We got that done quite quickly because obviously we've played it for like a year now. It's been in our set for so long. So it just came really naturally.
Yeah. So, like, what's your recording process? Do you record, like, at the same time or, like, separate tracks?
So we record everything individually, but usually on the Isle of Wight when we record, we would record, like, just a massive 12-hour session and just record everything on that day. But now I record drums a different day, then we have, like, a guitar day, then a vocal day.
Yeah.
So you can really focus on everything and get everything sounding 100%. Rather than just being at, like, you know, almost midnight and matey's over here in the vocal booth.
It does knack you, though. Being in a studio for 13 hours, especially, because we thought that was just the norm. We thought that was, like, what everyone did. And by the end of it, we'd all had, like, 15 arguments and wanted to...
A million coffees.
And, yeah, doing it sort of split up is a lot better. So anyone who's out there looking to record something, do not do it all in once, because you will hate each other.
Yes.
Okay. So you have two performances on the island coming up?
We do.
Yeah.
One tonight. With winner of White Noise, Fugo Kid, which I think is really cool because we won it last year and then he's doing it this year. So it's like the two most recent White Noise winners playing in a gig, especially the day after it as well. So I think it's going to be really, really good.
Oh, and do you have Thesis, right?
We've got
a bit of extra rock and roll sprinkled on top. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We've got a few good kids rapping, but come on, give us a bit of that chunk, chunk, chunk.
Yeah, we need a little bit of that to start off the night.
Yeah.
Because
we interviewed Thesis a couple of weeks ago. They've got a new single too. I went to see them at Strings before and it was like the most chaotic set I've ever seen. But it was like so fun though. But I think... It's fun when you don't know what's next, I think.
Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going to happen? And he did push-ups as well, like, on the metal bar above the stage.
Will's doing that tonight.
If you want to see me rip off the ceiling, then come along. Right? But that's the thing I like about Thesis, though, is because every show's different.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what you're going to get when you watch them. So I think having that starting off the night is going to be, everyone's going to be very lively by the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to come.
Yes! Thank you. Also, it's pay what you want, everyone. So get your pennies together and come along for a good night.
Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to convince Jack to go, wasn't I?
Yeah. Come along.
He said he's never been to Strings.
Really?
I've not been, no.
Oh, wow.
Well, what a night to start.
Yeah, tonight's the night. Yeah. Come along. Well, let's see what else I have in my notes to talk about. Oh, yeah, so you're nominated for the Portsmouth Music Awards
again.
So, yeah, what category was it again?
It's indie rock. Last year we were in a similar one. I think it was a lot longer. It's like indie, alt, rock, metal. But to be nominated for it again this year, even considering we're sort of like in between the island and Brighton, for them to like still, you know, think of us and put us up there for voting and stuff is really, really nice. Like, I'm so glad that we're still loved by people down here and Portsmouth and everything like that. And I know we won't win. Like, the category is unbelievably good.
Oh, that's insane.
Like, the bands in there are, like, so unbelievably professional, amazing people who, luckily, we've had the chance of meeting some of them before. So we just sort of think of it more as, like, a nice night to, you know, network with these people and, you know, boost our egos just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because didn't you go to the woods? Was it last year?
Yeah, last year.
What was it like going to the woods?
What an evening. It's fun. Rock up there, you know, I've got some popcorn, some sweet treatage on the go.
Nice.
Get a couple pints.
Cheeky pints.
It was actually a really, really fun evening.
My favourite bit's the backdrop as well. You know, like the red carpet, which they allow at events. Oh, we had all of that, which was like the most surreal thing. And then you got the backdrop and everything and... It was great. I'm excited for it this year. I am.
I mean, you never know with awards, because we had Kindred Found in Love Week and they were saying about how they went to the Radio Wigwam Awards.
We were there as well.
We were there as well.
Really? Yeah. They said they never expected to win. They were all just like so shy.
No, that was cool. That was another good evening.
Yeah,
that was a great evening. We, again, didn't win. But, you know, like the competition again was crazy. I think we've chose the worst genre because everyone's amazing in this genre. We just don't really have any competition with these people because there's so many like leagues above us. But yeah, Kindred Found are amazing. We talked to them on the night and yeah, they were very shocked they won it, but it was very well deserving.
Yeah.
Are there any other things you would like to talk about?
We got AAA Records on the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
Da, da, da.
AAA Records.
Little, like, MTV Unplugged sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be nice. I mean, it's the first time we've done this, like, anything like this in the new setup, because we don't have a bassist. So I sort of, like, I cover both bass and guitar, but I'm not going to bore everyone with the details, but it's like I use, like, loads of pedals and stuff now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be interesting seeing how it goes. And yeah, I mean, if you want to come to that as well, that's going to be at 7 p.m. at AAA Records on Saturday the 18th, and it is free entry, and anyone can come along. So there's no, like, you don't need to be ID'd, there's no ages or anything. So just come along.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so do you all have, like, a favourite 5 Degrees North song? Tough question.
No, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Gabe, what's your favourite one?
My favourite is Waiting for the Animals.
Oh, he's just gone and shown a new one. Oh, my word. Look at him.
Some new material.
There
we go.
And that's something I'm excited about tonight as well, because we've played the same set for so long.
Oh, my God.
We have two new songs, and Waiting for the Animals is one of the new ones.
So why would you not want to come down to Strings tonight, guys?
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
My favourite is Red River, because we've just released it.
Thank you. I was just going to say Red River, mate. So my favourite 5 Degrees North song is Julianne.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Yeah. Everyone loves it, which is weird, because we kind of released it as like a... It wasn't like a filler song, but it was one of the ones which we didn't think was like amazing. And then everyone loved it, and we were like, oh, okay.
Nice.
And and the worst bit is that we got female vocalists in to do all of the high bits. So now having to recreate that live is so hard. We got them in for the gig we did when we released Julianne, and I broke a string that night. So that night was like diabolically messed up. But yeah, come along if you want to hear Louis do really high falsetto vocals as well.
Yeah, I thought that was just Louis singing really high for so long.
It was.
Yeah, make everyone believe that.
Just me.
Yeah.
It's just that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favourites are Julianne and Red River.
Thank you. But cool.
Yeah, I was listening to them all earlier. I like the one that's really funky as well. It's
My
like,
Town.
Oh, yeah. Some vintage 4 Degrees North.
Yeah, that's some old school ones. Yeah. I'm glad you guys haven't said Carvel Lane because everyone says Carvel Lane. Oh. So it's nice that people like the different ones because for ages it was just like Carvel Lane over and over again. Everyone
feels like a meme whenever we play the song. Like, what are we seriously doing this song?
Feels like we're taking the mick out of ourselves when we play it.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's everything. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about?
Well, just make sure you come along tonight, please, everyone. Yeah. It would be amazing to see you all. Enjoy the music.
Okay. Would you like to introduce your track for us?
Gabe, introduce this one.
This is Red River by 5 Degrees North.
Oh, yeah.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio. Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
There we go, the wonderful 5 Degrees North there, of course. Their new single, Red River. Absolutely brilliant stuff there. What a great band they are. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in. Really enjoyed that interview as well. Very, very interesting, very, very intriguing and informative.